Dear brothers and sisters, in these days we celebrate the 150th anniversary of the death of a great model of priestly holiness and apostolic zeal, San Joseph Cafasso, a priest of Turin, Italy, in the 19th century. San Joseph devoted his entire ministry to the formation of priests, spiritual direction, and service to the poor, especially prisoners condemned to death. May his example encourage all priests in faithful witness to the gospel. Yesterday, on the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, I conferred the pallium upon 38 archbishops from throughout the world. I would now like to greet the English-speaking archbishops present at today's audience, together with their family members and the pilgrimage groups which accompanied them to the terms of apostles. Archbishop Alex Thomas Kalyanil of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Archbishop Gerard Tlali Lerotoli of Maseru, Lesotho. Archbishop Socrates Villegas of Lingayen Dagupan, Philippines. Archbishop Bernard Longley of Birmingham in England. Archbishop Chairman Edward Listetsky of Milwaukee, United States. Archbishop Stephen Brislin of Cape Town, South Africa. Archbishop Dennis Schnur of Cincinnati, United States. Archbishop Francis Kalarakal of Verapoli, India. Archbishop Eginus Kim Hee-yong of Gwangju, Korea. Archbishop Thomas Wensky of Miami, United States. Archbishop Peter Smith of Southwark, England. And Archbishop Matthias Kubena and Ketze of Cape Coast, Ghana. Dear brothers, I ask the Lord to strengthen all of you in your witness to the apostolic faith and in general service to the flocks entrusted to your care. I also greet the many other English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present to this audience, especially the groups from England, Scotland, Ireland, Ghana, Palestine, the Philippines, South Korea, Canada, and the United States of America. I thank the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's Cathedral, Belfast, for the praise of God in song. Upon all of you, I invoke an abundance of joy and peace in our Lord Jesus Christ.